Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carson.
Oh, my. Hey, what is this, a special delivery letter here? I guess what the mailman is must have left here. Let me for to open it up for to see that's from there. Oh, it's be from my nephew, Dimitris. Didn't heard from him in about 25 years. Wonder what he says. My dear, darling Uncle Paki, I have not written to you in a very long time, so I have a lot of important news for you. The most important thing is, could you please send me $10? Everybody here asks about you and loves you, and I wonder if you could please send me $10. The other day I was walking down the street. Please send me $10. And who do you think I seen? It was your old friend Nick. And he told me for to send you his best garage. And in case I didn't mention it before, will you please send me $10? And that should be all the news for now. Yes, I almost forgot to mention, please send me $10. That should be the craziest letter what I never read in my whole life. I wonder what he wanted. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Well, I got down early this morning, Parkey. We should have a big day in here today, Mother's Day.
Oh, sure, don't forget, Mother's Day. That'd be the busiest day of the year in the restaurant business.
Oh, yes, Parkey. Yes. I guess on Mother's Day, everyone takes his mother out for dinner.
Oh, they have to, Betty. You see, one day a year, everybody's got to buy his mother a good meal. So she'll have enough strength to wash the dishes the rest of the year.
Oh, but I don't think mothers mind being abused, Parkey. They're such wonderful people.
Oh, mothers, you sure be wonderful people, Betty. That's why half the parents in this country today is mothers. You know that?
Oh, Parkey, I think that gentleman over there is waiting to see you.
Oh, yes, I'll go for to see him. Yes, sir, could I help you?
Yes. How tall is Mount Everest?
Yeah. How tall is Mount Everest? I don't know, but we got a special on spare ribs today.
Do you know how many cubic feet of water there are in Boulder Dam?
No, I don't. I didn't see that paper in 2 days.
Can you tell me how many navigable miles there are in the Amazon River?
The Amazon River? No, I couldn't.
Mister, I'm afraid you're about as big an ignoramus as I've ever run into.
Well, we're all big in my family. You should see my brother. Did I take your order?
No, but I can see that I'd better take your order.
Take my order for what?
I sell the first-rate encyclopedia.
Huh?
Do you happen to own one of our 1948 encyclopedias?
No, but I once owned a 1922 Essex. It's a good joke. I heard that one on the radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, our set of encyclopedias contains 29 volumes.
Hmm?
You need these books because it's impossible to carry on a conversation today unless you have all the important information in the world at your fingertips.
You say it's impossible to carry on a conversation unless I own one of your sets of books? But look, I've been talking for the last 42 years.
Well, you must have asked some pretty silly questions.
Yes, and I got some pretty silly answers, too.
Now, I happen to have just one set of books left in my bag here, and I sure would like to place these 29 volumes on that shelf right up there. So that you'll have them nice and handy in case anyone ever walks in here and asks you a question that you can't answer.
No, thank you very much, but right now I don't think of a single thing that I'd like to know. No, I don't think that I want to buy your books, thank you.
Buy the books?
Yes.
Who said anything about buying them? We're going to give you this set of books.
You're going to give them to me?
Absolutely, free of charge.
Huh?
Would you mind stepping in a little closer?
A little closer? Is closer now?
That's fine.
Yes,
yes, sir, that's the way we work. We're not interested in money. We're only concerned with improving the people's minds. And the way we do that is to go into each community and select the outstanding citizen, the leader, the most intelligent, the best-looking, and the most influential man in the district.
Yes.
And we make him a present of this set of books.
You do?
We just charge that up to advertising.
You really mean what you give me that whole set of books for nothing?
All we ask you to pay is a small mailing charge.
Oh, a mailing charge.
Yes. Yeah. You see, the books are printed in New York, yeah, and it costs money to mail them out.
Well, naturally, yes. Now, tell me, how much is the mailing charge?
$200.
Wait a minute. Cost $200 to mail a few books out here from New York?
Don't forget, mister, this is west of the Mississippi.
I know, but it's not that far west. No, I don't think I could afford him for to spend no $200 just for a few books.
Oh, for the $200, you don't only get the books.
I don't?
I should say not. With every set you buy, we include, absolutely free,
yes,
a handsomely engraved certificate which reads,
yes,
that you are one of the 10 most intelligent men in the United States.
You give me a certificate what says what I'm being... one of the 10 most intelligent men in the United States.
Yes, sir. And people value these certificates very highly, too.
They do?
We've given away thousands of them.
then they must be good, then. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Now, if you'll just let me have the $200 for the mailing charge.
$200 for the mailing charge. You know, I don't think I got that many 3-cent stamps with me.
That's all right. Yes. You just give me the cash. I'll be glad to stop off at the post office and buy the stamps for you.
You will? Well, I sure appreciate that very much. That sure be very nice of you. Here's your money. 20, 40...
and his 19 short orders playing Roses of Picardy. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. During the war, America built up a huge public debt in order to pay for the materials which helped us conquer our enemies. The way that debt is managed will affect the life of every one of us for many years to come. Wise handling of the debt demands that ownership of United States securities be spread as widely as possible among individuals. Now, in order to make bond buying easier for the mass of the American people, the government has set up two systems. One is the payroll savings plan, which has been in effect since the early days of the war. If you're on a payroll, you just simply authorize your employer to set aside a certain sum from each paycheck and use the money to buy security bonds for you. The other system is the bond a month plan. You tell your bank to issue you bonds monthly, and they charge the purchase price against your account. The bond month plan makes automatic saving easy for professional men and for those who own their own business. If you cannot buy bonds through one of the automatic plans, buy your share at the nearest post office or bank. One of the finest ways to invest your money is to keep buying security bonds. Remember, America's security is your security.
I know that a set of encyclopedias is certainly a wonderful thing to own, but golly, $200.
I know, Betty, but today if anybody asked me any kind of a question, I could answer it just like that. All I got to do is just look it up in the book. I'll show you. Go ahead, ask me a question. Any question what you can think of, go ahead, ask me.
Okay.
Yes.
What time is it?
I'll look that right up. What time is it? No, ask me a sensible question like, how many Amazons are there in Boulder Dam? Wait a minute, that don't sound right. I think, I think it's how many cubic boulders are there on Amazon. Wait a minute. I better tell you what time it is.
Parky, I think you're out of your mind.
Out of my mind?
If you wait a minute, I'll go with you.
Little lady from the sewing circle. That's a surprise. Come right in, lady. Glad for to see you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't mean to disturb you while you're reading your book.
No, it's perfectly all right. I was just looking at the encyclopedia here, you know. Say, lady, you know how tall Mount Everest is?
Mount Everest?
Yes.
Now, I did know that. Now,
yes.
Let me see. Is it 5'4"?
5'4"? Wait till I look it up in the book there. No, you're wrong. Mount Everest, that's not. 29,000 and 2 feet tall.
29,000
feet? Yes, you see what's wrong.
Oh, heavens, how did I ever say 5'4"?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Yes. I had it mixed up with my nephew, Willie. He's 5'4".
The nephew, Willie, how could you make that mistake? Mount Everest, that'd be a big mountain, you know. You must have heard about that, that's thousands of years old.
Well, then it should be much taller than Willie. Willie was only 16 last Tuesday.
Yes, I guess that explains why it's taller, yes. Now, lady, I'm sure be glad, though, that I got this set of encyclopedias. Now, if anybody asks me a question, give them the answer right away.
You could?
Anything at all.
Say, that's wonderful.
Yes.
I have a question that's been bothering me for years.
You have? What is it?
How far down a river is a bridge?
How far down a river is a bridge? That's easy. Wait a minute. What river?
Oh, I don't care about the river. I want to know about the bridge.
Oh, I see. About the bridge. Well, I'll be glad to look that up for you then. Let me for to see. That should be on the bridge, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it would, yes. Bridge. Here you are, right there, bridge. That's it. Bridge is an international card game which is played by 4 players. Does that answer your question?
Yes. And that's the first sensible answer I've ever had.
Yes. Oh, sure, yeah. Everything is in these books. You got any more questions? Go ahead. Ask me another question. Go ahead, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who is the governor of a certain state?
What state is he in?
Oh, I don't care what state he's in as long as he's alive.
I don't think that's being this book, you see. You're probably thinking of one of the eastern states, and you've got to be more specific, you see, yes. You better ask me another question.
Okay.
Yes.
Supposing you went down to a railroad station to buy a ticket.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? How do I know where I'm going?
Then why do you want to buy a ticket?
Well, I got to buy a ticket if I want to go somewhere.
But you said you didn't know where you were going.
That's right, I don't.
Oh, you poor dear man. You're all mixed up, aren't you?
I am mixed up. I feel, pardon me, I think what you are mixed up.
Sure, I'm mixed up.
Sure.
If I was all right, you don't think I'd come in here every week to talk to you, do you?
Something, she's right. If I don't know where I'm going, why should I buy a ticket? Well, that'd be a crazy question anyway. So what is this in the back of the book here? Oh, it might be a list of questions. What does this say here? Have fun with your friends. Ask them these questions about familiar places and things and see how many know the answers. Question. What flag has endured longest without change? Answer. The Danish flag, consisting of a large white cross on a red field, is the oldest unchanged national flag in existence, dating back to about the year 1218. Question. What English queen had 6 fingers on one hand? Answer, Anne Boleyn, second wife of Henry VIII, had 6 fingers on her right hand. I wonder if Henry VIII had 8 fingers. That's pretty good. Hello, mister. Sit right down.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Sure nice of you to give me something to eat. I'm so hungry.
That's all right, yes. Say, mister, you know how tall Mount Everest is?
29,002 feet.
Yes.
I haven't had a morsel of food in 2 days.
I see. You know what queen had 6 fingers on her right hand?
Oh, yes, it was Anne Boleyn, second wife of Henry VIII of England, who had 6 fingers on her right hand. Oh, these donuts sure are good, mister.
Yeah. Say, do you know what has been the oldest flag in existence?
The Danish flag, consisting of a large white cross and a red field, is the oldest unchanged national flag in existence, sir. It dates back to the year 1218.
You're a pretty fresh punk. You know that, don't you?
Fresh punk?
Yeah, I mean you give me a pain in the neck.
A pain in the neck, sir, is usually caused by a spastic tightening of the thoracic region. However, the spasm can be relieved by removing the cranial pressure in the lobar area.
Thank you very much. It's very interesting.
Is there anything else you'd like to know, sir? I'd be glad to give you the answers.
And I bet you could, too. You'd be nothing but a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, encyclopedia?
Yes.
Please don't mention that word, sir. I just hate the sound of it.
Mm.
An encyclopedia is the cause of my downfall.
Yeah?
That's why I'm a panhandler today.
You say what, you are a panhandler on account of an encyclopedia? How could that be?
Well, sir,
yes?
Once I had a wonderful job, a beautiful wife and a gorgeous home.
Yes.
I was in line for a big promotion at the mill.
Yes.
And then one day, I bought a set of encyclopedias.
Mm-hmm.
I learned those books by heart.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all the answers. People started to hate me. And then one by one, I lost all of my friends, my home, my job, everything.
Oh.
Ever since that time, how miserable I've been.
Yes.
I tell you all this because I don't want you to think that I'm just a bum.
No.
I have a certificate that says I'm one of the 10 most intelligent men in the country.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a million for feeding me like this, mister.
Oh.
You don't know how much I appreciate it.
That's all right. That's all
right.
If
you have any more questions, I'll be glad to give you the answers, sir.
Yes, well, I do have one question I'd like for to ask you.
What is it?
Do you know anybody who would like to buy a brand new set of encyclopedias very cheap?
The ghost of you within my heart and heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are just it, you who must belong to me. And
Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor Recording star, singing Haunted Heart. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. There is an ancient proverb that says God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. He made mother love the greatest love of all. And it is to this great love that millions of little children are appealing today. The appeal comes from children in other lands who night after night are crying themselves to sleep from hunger. Children who are starving and are being preyed upon by the deadly diseases of malnutrition. These little ones need the loving generosity of America's mothers so that they may grow up with health and with hope for a better world. They need the help of all of us, help which we can give today through the Crusade for Children. Perhaps by now children in your neighborhood or community have called at your house to explain the importance of this crusade to all the children of the world. Many American children have given of their time and their effort to save the life of a child in other parts of the world. So send your contribution without delay to the Crusade for Children Committee in your community or to the Crusade for Children, New York City. Make this a memorable Mother's Day by saving a little life.
Say, Betty, Betty.
Yes, what is it, Clark?
Look at that. I just got a telegram. They're going for to use my questions tonight, 6:30 on the radio.
On the radio tonight,
yes.
At 6:30? What questions?
You know those six questions what I sent into that quiz program, you know. We'll answer it or else.
We'll answer it or else?
Yes, they accepted my questions. I won the first prize, $200 cash.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful, Parker.
Yeah, you laughed at me when I bought those encyclopedias for $200. Now, look, I just won the prize. I get all my money back that way. Say, Betty, I just got a wonderful idea. I'm going for the sale. The set of encyclopedias or something, whatever I sell them for will be clear profit.
Oh, see? That's a swell idea, Parker.
Yes.
And here comes somebody you can sell your encyclopedias to. It's your friend, Orville Sharp.
Oh, my, that's fake.
Well, my old friend, Mr. Packy Cactus, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, it is.
Hey, I understand a fellow came in here a few days ago and sold you a set of books.
Yes, he did.
A fine friend of you are.
What?
If you wanted to buy books, why don't you buy them from me?
You sell books now?
Boy, not only do I sell them.
Yes.
I also write them, print them, and make them.
You make them?
Sure. Don't you know I'm one of the best bookmakers in town?
Oh, yes. Right, I forgot all about that, yeah.
Well, it's not too late. You can still buy a few books from me.
No, Mr. Sharp. Don't need no more books.
Huh?
Tell you the truth, I want to sell that 29 books that I already got.
Oh?
Say, maybe you'd like to buy the books.
No. I won't buy them, but I'll tell you what you want to do.
What?
Let you trade them in on any books that I got.
I trade in the books?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You see, we work the same as a used car business.
Uh-huh.
We sell you new books, you trade in your old ones.
You run the book business the same as the used car business?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That is why everyone calls me the smiling librarian.
Smiling librarian, eh?
Yes, sir. Guess you must have heard of my partner, too.
Your partner?
Yeah.
Who is your partner?
Madman Book of the Months.
Madman Book of the Month?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see, we take all your books that you trade in.
Yes.
And we bring them over to our used book lot.
You got a used book lot?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And, Burr, I want to tell you, we got some wonderful books over there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just got a beautiful book in yesterday. I'd like to sell it to you.
You did?
Uh-huh. You see, you can hardly tell this from new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this ain't no old beat-up book.
No.
Printed in 1947.
1947 model, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Used very little, too. You see, it was owned by a little old lady over in Pasadena. She only used to read it very slowly on Sundays.
She read very slowly, huh?
Yeah. Understand, she never read over 15 lines an hour.
Was she the only one that read the book?
No. Once in a while, she let a chauffeur read it.
Oh.
But he read it very carefully, too.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. You see, this book is sure in wonderful shape. Why, she used to have to bind and oil every 500 pages.
She did. Well, that sure sounds good, Mr. Sharp, but I don't want to buy no more books. As I said before, what I'm trying for to do is get rid of mine, you see.
Okay, all right. What do you want for your set of books?
Well, look, Mr. Sharp, you're a friend of mine and don't like to dicker with you, you know? Mm-hmm. That book has cost me $200, but I don't expect you to pay no $200 or even $175. If I would ask you $150 and you'd offer me $125 or even $100, then I'd be glad to take $75 if you don't think $50 is too much.
Well, Mr. Pankakakis, I don't like to dicker either.
See? Yes.
Now, just because you asked me $50, that don't mean I'm going to offer you $45 or $40.
Oh.
No. I can buy all these sets that I want for $35 or $30, or even as low as $25.
Yes.
But since you're such a good friend of mine, I'm not going to offer you $20 or $15, but I'm going to give you $10.
A And you know something? I'm going to take it.
All right, here's your $10.
And here are your books.
Thank you, and goodbye, Mr. Pike.
Goodbye, Mr. Pike.
Yes. Parky, it's 6:30. Time to tune in the radio for your program.
Betty, you know what happened? I just sold that set of encyclopedias to Orville Schott for
$10. $10?
Yes.
Yeah, but Parky, you paid $200 for them.
I know it, Betty, but I got my $200 back from the radio price. So that $10 what he gives me, that's be velvet, you know. I don't know where I could make $10 any easier, Betty. I must. Oh, say, listen, better turn on the radio. 6:30. Look what's going on. You get that quiz program back. Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
this
it,
is
sir.
Your favorite quiz program. We'll answer it
that's
or
it,
else.
The, master,
the name of the person winning the $200 cash for sending in the winning list of six questions tonight is... Mr. Parkyakakis of Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my, I'm sorry.
Mr. Parkyakakis sent in six of the most interesting and difficult questions this program has ever received.
How do you know about that?
It David? Shows that he must have spent many hours of hard work digging up these unusual questions.
Too. You know that. Yes.
In recognition of this, our program is deviating from its usual policy of awarding a $200 cash
They're
prize.
They're going to give me a different prize now.
And instead,
yes.
to this brilliant, educated yes. gentleman in California, we're sending today with our compliments.
Yes.
A complete 29-volume set of the first-rate encyclopedia. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Betty? Instead of the $200 cash, they're going to send me another set of the encyclopedia.
Yes, Mr. Parkyakakis receives this complete set of books absolutely free.
Oh, I don't even want to.
But since he lives way out in California, west of the Mississippi, he'll have to pay a small mailing charge.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Sure to listen to the further adventures of Parkyakakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fundingers. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Parkyakakis and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment.